The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Today's newspaper is full of stories of drug use in this country. One of the saddest stories of all came from Cork, from Bandon, where Carmel Kidney told yesterday about three sons having died to heroin overdoses over a three-year period. Then we see the story about a solicitor who evaded conviction after he was caught with cocaine in his wallet during a professional visit to Mountjoy. And also then today's front page is the Irish Daily Mail front page. Four Garda officers from the same station who've been suspended from duty over allegations that they were involved in using cocaine while on a night out. So how extensive is this use of drugs throughout the country, and add in prescription drugs as well? Tony Gagan, Chief Executive of Merchants Key Ireland, you're not just a Dublin organisation, you're a national organisation, and sometimes we think of drug use as being something that is sort of an inner city or Dublin phenomenon, but it's a major issue for rural Ireland, as we saw from this case in Bandon in West Cork yesterday, where one woman telling of losing three sons to heroin overdoses.
No, I think it's absolutely right. It was traditionally just a Dublin problem, but obviously it is right around the country, and you're right, we do have services right around the country as well. And probably a strong indication that we have a residential detox and drug-free rehab unit in Carlow, St. Francis Farm. The second biggest catchment area for there is actually Cork. Last year, we had people from 18 different counties came through our detox and drug-free rehab down there. So again, that's a very strong indication of the spread of drugs right across the country. We have outreach services in the four Midland counties, and last year we saw over 500 individuals would have used those services. So there is a significant problem outside of Dublin. It's probably on the increase more so than what it is in the greater Dublin area, where access to treatment is, while there are still problems with access to treatment in Dublin, they pale into insignificance in compared to the issues for access to treatment outside of Dublin.
Anne Buckley's with us as well. And you presented that TVC documentary last week, My War on Drugs, telling of your own story of how many years was it again you were addicted to heroin and methadone?
17 years I was addicted to heroin and methadone.
How long are you free of those now?
6 years, yeah.
And when you get off it, how difficult is it to stay off when you've had your treatments to actually make sure that you don't relapse?
Well, you have to learn everything all over again. It's basically like coming out of a coma. And so you have to be retaught basically everything all over again. Your nervous system is completely in shock. Your brain is in shock because it's learned everything through chemicals. So literally, yeah, all your experiences, everything has been through chemicals. And so you have to learn how to handle your emotions all over again. You have to learn how to communicate with your family again. A loud noise is too much. Like, all your senses are really heightened. So basically you have to be, you need to be put into a bubble. And it's like after an operation, you have to go through recovery. So it's basically...
I mean, as I said, that case from Cork where a woman, three of her sons have died of overdoses. I mean, how fortunate do you feel that you actually managed to come through? And how many people that you would have known on drugs didn't come through at all?
There's been so many that you kind of... It's just so traumatic, the amount of death. Like, the community guard that was in my documentary, like, he'd even remember the human slaughter that the epidemic took. It's unbelievable in my memory to even imagine or remember that happened. It's not just somebody taking drugs and going off for the area which I came from. It was literally like swarms of bees flooding to the drug dealer. People just like completely detached from themselves and terrified, running on fear, just completely detached. And for me, it all comes back to trauma. So it could be trauma from, something that happened in your life, economics, deprivation, the stresses of the external environment. We seem to always want to treat the body and not the mind. But you can't separate the two.
How surprised are you to hear of all these rural deaths, that heroin addiction is not just an issue where you grew up in Dublin, but it's something that actually is nationwide?
Yeah. I think when I hear about them now in rural Ireland, it seems to be devastating areas down there, and I think you need to get resources down there, and you need treatments, and you need detoxification, and you need therapy beds for the people in those places. And you know, unfortunately, with any recession, you're going to have people that are traumatized, and you know, the stresses of all of that, people, drugs, alcohol, they're going to.
Put on your headphones there, both of you, please, because we also have Dr. Gareth McGovern with us, who's a GP specialising in addiction treatment in the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Are you surprised, Gareth, to hear of these stories of deaths around rural Ireland from heroin overdoses?
No, I mean, I've been beating on this drum for an awful long time. If you look at the history of heroin abuse in Ireland, I mean, we're going back to possibly the 70s, but certainly it really kind of hit the streets big time in the 80s. I mean, we were 10 years before we got the first dose of methadone prescribed. We really didn't have a response to it. One of the big failings of that whole system was that it was like a honeypot effect in terms of treating the problem in Dublin. The problem has gone beyond Dublin, Matt, for many, many years, but unfortunately the treatment hasn't gone with it. And what we know about heroin addiction particularly is the death rate is so, so high in people who are untreated. So it's never surprised me, these statistics, and that's a terribly tragic story that you relate at the top of the piece, but that doesn't surprise me. And I've heard many, many people call me and have, you know, similar experiences of people dying, many, many family members right throughout the extended family dying from the same problem.
And then what about other drugs? Recreational use of cocaine, for example. I mentioned about four Gardaí suspended over allegations that they were using the solicitor who had cocaine in his wallet on a visit to a prison. And I've come across loads of stories anecdotally around in recent months, a sort of an upsurge in the use of cocaine as the economy recovers as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a little bit of a, there was sort of a, you know, an idea that when the Celtic Tiger was here, the cocaine use was high, and then when the recession hit, you know, cocaine use fell, and then it's gone back up again. I think cocaine use has been fairly steady. I mean, there's no doubt that in good times, people are more inclined to use that drug. But it's been fairly steady, and it's worryingly high, I think, the amount of people who are using cocaine. And you have to remember as well, not a lot of these people will ever go near a treatment centre. Hardly any cocaine users in this country go anywhere near a treatment centre.
Now, do they see it as a problem? Or do they just see it as sort of recreational on a night out, that it's not something that they regard themselves as becoming addicted to and having the problems that people with heroin get?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, it's like a lot of these things. I mean, cocaine is so rife in the, you know, the social landscape of Ireland. It's really, really prevalent. And I think the more prevalent something is, I mean, we have to look at alcohol. You know, a lot of people use alcohol in this country. A lot of people overuse alcohol. A lot of people overuse alcohol and don't appreciate that they overuse that drug. And I think a lot of that is happening with cocaine. There's a normalisation of it.
Yeah, Anne Buckley, do you get a sense that a lot of people sort of are treating cocaine just as if it's alcohol, nothing really that serious?
Well, I think it's about the emotion. So you take heroin to when you're sad, and to, cocaine is to get you happy. So we can't sit with our own emotions and be happy with them or not happy with them. And I think cocaine is seen as, well, you're not going to get sick from that. You're like, you're not going to wake up vomiting and your body's shaking. Like heroin would make you, would have that effect on you. So it's like, oh, you can take that. You're not going to get addicted to it. But we need to understand it's all about our minds and how we deal with our emotions. And
so
how
it's
we
as
are.
Much a psychological addiction as it is a physiological one.
More, yes.
More psychological than physical. Mm. People can detox off cocaine very quickly. You know, there is no substitution treatment for cocaine as what there is for heroin. So people can, you know, normally they just prescribe some antidepressants for a couple of days just to take the edge off it. So it is psychological. But I think it is, and you touched on it in some of your other pieces there, it is association. Heroin use, and even the term heroin, has a lot of baggage, you know, where cocaine doesn't carry the same level of baggage. You know, that's what Anne alluded to as well. And I think that's generally how people see it. They see heroin as a kind of, you know, working class, lower caste drug. In some ways, it was reflected in that. I was amazed, and I'm glad now that the solicitor wasn't convicted, I don't believe the criminal justice system is the right place to deal with it. But equally, I know if someone from our centre presented in the court and said, oh, someone else put that in my wallet, the judge, I'm full sure, wouldn't wear it at all. So there is a different kind of view about how people are treated and how people are viewed within this sphere. So they're very important issues. But going back to the outside Dublin thing, there is an important point, and I'm glad there's a doctor on the line as well, that, you know, getting access to treatment outside of Dublin is a serious issue. And I take Aaron's point that physical treatment is only one part of it, you know, getting substitution treatment. That therapy is very important as well in making those changes and sustaining them.
Can I just say
a bit about GPs? It's important. For example, we have services in the Midlands. The HSE have to bus people from Longford down to Mullingar to get their methadone because they can't get a GP in Longford that will prescribe for them. They have difficulties accessing pharmacies. Now, that's just ludicrous, you know, that why our GP is saying, well, no, look, at all patients are the same. If, you know, I'm a family doctor, why would I not be prepared to treat someone that has a drug addiction problem rather than, you know, saying, no, I'm not getting involved.
Well, let me go to you on that, Dr. Gareth McGovern. Is that a case that, you know, it's easy enough or relatively easy to find a doctor who will treat you in a big city, but if you're in a rural town, you know, the doctors who are busy anyway may find that they don't want to actually do it and refuse to do so?
Spot on, Matt. That's exactly what the problem is. There are some sort of restrictions as well. I mean, we you know, have met, myself and some colleagues, have met a number of ministers of drugs over the years, and you know, we've tried to offer potential solutions to these things, temporary solutions, I have to say, in the absence of a response. And the reality is that not only are heroin users stigmatised, but actually a lot of the people who treat them are stigmatised also. So a lot of doctors keep away from this work. They don't want to go near it.
All right, listen, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Dr. Gareth McGovern, and Buckley as well. And that was a great programme, My War on Drugs, that you did last week on TV3. And Tony Gagan, Chief Executive of the Merchants Key Ireland Centre. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.